now. Yesterday you had a chance. I'm tomorrow's star. Today is something from the past. These clubs and neon signs are making life look realigned. Cause the Vegas strip couldn't hold the light, so it's meant to fit this golden light. I'm standing in the galaxy, my castle's in the sea. I'm one step away from destiny, so the rest, well, we'll just let it be. I'm a buzz all night like energy, till I feel some power enemy. This beast inside is going wild, thinks about time to set it free. These days are short, and the night keeps getting younger. My mind's closer to the edge, the more time I have to wonder. So the thought of you might float away, but my love for you is never thrown away. I might think of a time at a place called home, that might be what I found today. Let them know what I miss on the road today. To the next city sales, we got shows to play. We're from opening up on the local stage to the main event and clubs open late. Still chasing stars, feel close today. Trying to lock down legends of the Oakland Bay. I missed your calls, your phone to say you hope it's good, but you know it's great.
Said I do it for my haters, said I do it for my town. Try you might, but you can't fade us. All we do is hold it down, down. Said I do it for my haters, said I flip it like a pound. Try you might, but you can't fade us. Time is right about.
Said I do it for the pesos. Lay low, let my stage grow, let the weed roll. No, I don't touch cold like grape crush. Fresh out the pop machines, he's lean on. Grab crack, I'm a fiend on. Once was a wild dream, now what I lean on. He's gone, they say when I quit jobs like they ain't paying me. G-A-N-G, I rap till I die. I'm so fly, I don't need no landing gear, but I've been this way. Time is now, was the time I frowned at the three-piece suit. Smiled at my very first ghetto-ass boot before I spit my ghetto-ass truth. Biggest they give me that loose, so I took after. But I'm more gas a disaster for the past of the prison. Cause rap is an hourglass and I flip that shit on his ass. So it's my time now when I will pat on a Rolex Steve with a cold ass fleece. Swear to God, I'm so hot that you get cold feet if the plan is shoot me. Got a box in my backyard waiting for a limb if you really trying to do me. Rap hard, double time, bitch, two of me. Who's me? Now they only try to crew with me. Speak fuck, I eat up quite fluently. Shit really ain't new to me. True to me, I stay. Ain't no other way, they say. Cross my heart, my team gon' shine. I'm on my way. This gang shit crazy, yeah, I'm out my way.
Said I do it for my haters. Said I do it for my town. You might, but you can't fade us. All we do is hold it down, down. Said I do it for my haters. Said I flip it like a pound. Try you might, but you can't fade us. Time is right about.
Too many voices in my head telling me to go and get it. This life isn't scripted. Get it painted, put a picture in your dreams. Why am I working for something you wanted? Blind visions of cream, byproduct of schemes. My mind's racing in circles, running, I'm gunning, jumping, avoiding all of the hurdles. I doubted that you would make an image out of yourself. Trying hard, your ship sailed. Snap out of yourself. Don't know where to go when the going gets old. Just take deep breaths, but the pressure will build to determine your skill. Still flow no less, cause the art is perfected by all the skeptics. And all the attention that's drawn in a second compared to centuries. Still, how would they measure me? Coincidence or not, I'm ready for the top. Still, I got a lot to learn and I yearn for that spot. So it's time I made my mark. How will I shine with all my heart? This is my calling. I'm falling for music. Get ready for the revolution.
Said I do it for my haters. Said I do it for my town. Try your mind, but you can't fade us. Do is hold it down, down. Said I do it for my haters. Said I flip it like a pound. Try you might, but you can't fade us. Time is right about.
We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back here at CITR 101.9, and I'm feeling quite great myself. I'm very thankful to have three individuals here as my guests. We got Kenny Grement. How are you doing, Kenny?
I'm pretty good. How are you, man?
Hey, I'm doing just fine. We got Asterix himself.
What's going on, man?
And Mr. MJ.
What's up? My name is MJ. Spelt out, though. E-M-J-A-Y-E.
Obviously, we're covering a hip-hop genre here, and these guys have been around for quite a while, busting out into the scene. And, I'd like to talk to you a little bit, Kenny, about, first of all, where did you go to school? What college did you go to?
I went to the Art Institute of Vancouver. I became a professional recording engineer, mix engineer. I just graduated last December. So, yeah.
So what is your career move here? What do you want to do? Do you want to continue your passion in the music industry?
Yeah, I'm actually interning at a studio called Blue Light Studio in Vancouver. It's just off like Main Street. And I want to be a mix engineer. I want to start mixing for pretty big artists pretty soon. Maybe head down to LA, you know.
This is some serious stuff that you're talking about.
Yeah, man.
I've always dreamed of going to VCIT and maybe pursuing a sound engineering career, just because I find sound to be so particular. And if you have that ear and if you've got the skill and knowledge to be able to, you know, make that perfect tingly feeling in somebody.
A tingly feeling. This guy's got a tingly feeling there.
Because I think that's what people look for, or whatever. Some people have a movement. It's like a factor. It's like something that vibes well when you put a particular sounds together.
Yeah, because like mixing songs is like probably like it's very technical, and you could still be very creative with the art. I believe it's an art, and man, like, It's technical, but like, I love it. Every aspect of it, it's great.
So, what inspired you to actually become this artist? Like back in high school, or did you have this dream, or did a family member push you?
No, actually, my family was kind of against it. They're just like, they're very driven to be like, you gotta be a doctor, you gotta be a nurse, you gotta go to school, get this. And I always just wanted something to do with music, because I started writing lyrics when I was like 15, and I was like getting to grade 12. It's like, oh no, what career choices do I have to make, right?
I feel like, because basically most parents anyways, they develop a stereotypical image for their son or daughter.
Yeah.
And then they want you to go through this, you know, regular loophole of the system of, you know, going out to university and, you know, becoming a doctor or, well, engineering I think is great though. I think that they'll be quite pleasantly surprised now.
Yeah, I don't know, like, their son's an engineer, I guess, but...
The boy's sick with it, too, man. Yeah, Kenny, you got some skills, man. You got some straight-up skills, brother.
Yeah, thanks, man. But, yeah, but they're proud of it. Now they support my music and stuff, so I'm very grateful for that, you know.
Yeah, I can tell the passion inside of you when we've been chilling, and I just want to know, like, when did you start taking it seriously?
Around, like, summer... when I was like grade 10, started writing lyrics and stuff. That's when I moved schools and stuff, so like I was very...
So hold on, in grade 10 you started actually creating the technical beats, you hooked up the computer and...
I wasn't as good at producing beats, I was more of a lyricist, and I would just write two songs, make remixes and stuff,
So you started off with rapping?
Yeah basically, yeah, because I tried instruments and stuff, but I wasn't really musical... talented, but
the thing is with rap music and writing, like if you can if you get your 16 bars going, if you get your syllables going, it just creates another tone. You start understanding music on another level, I think.
Yeah, I feel rap is very easy to do, but then again it's very hard to get into, very hard to understand, very hard to actually like develop to be different, to always change, because it's like rap, it's easy to rap, but it's hard to take in what hip-hop is, you know. Anyone, like a singer, they could probably rap, but they won't really understand why people rap, why we do hip hop music, you know.
True hip hop has meaning.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, actually, I think we were talking the other night, we were just like, why'd you get into music? And I was just like, I started it because, like, you know, maybe do it for popularity in high school, do it for the girls. But when I found out, I was like,
never do
this
it for
has
the girls.
This has a deeper meaning, right? You know?
Occasionally do it for the ladies. But
occasionally.
You don't go. That's not your main goal, I don't think.
Yeah, but that's like everyone's goal when they're 15, right? They do it for the ladies. But then again, you get older and mature. And like, yeah, I don't.
Who do you do it for now?
I don't. Well, personally, I don't. I do it for my time. No. I feel like I earned a role that I have to stop doing music for myself and do it for the people.
Yeah.
So
I was going to say that I think it comes from a personal experience.
Yeah.
You know, something that you've lived or something traumatic or something really exciting or happy, something that actually meant something to you. So you take that bubble of emotion, of energy, and you channel it into writing it and you get as creative as you can.
Because I feel like I want to make songs that people could feel, people could understand, they could relate to. And like, I don't just want to make rap songs. I want to make like just musically, like, I don't know how to explain.
So tell me, you don't want to just make rap songs. Like right now, do you have a mixtape out or what are your current CDs?
I have an EP right now. It's called Five Star Dishes. It was actually a collaborative EP with a Houston artist called, his name is Cilantro Blue.
Yeah.
But to go back is, it's funny because I don't even call myself a rapper. I hate the term rapper.
Yeah, artist.
Because, I love calling myself a recording artist because I write songs. I don't write raps.
Well, it is a form of poetry, and a lot of people like to call themselves poets. I think any kind of hip-hop artist or lyricist or rapper, whatever term you want to use, is a musician. It, just because you feel rhythm, you have timing, and you know, stuff doesn't always rhyme when you rap.
Yeah.
But when you have rhythm and you get the flow, and you can just make something incredible happen, and at the same time, if you get a shitload of cool rhymes put together, it makes it even sweeter. Because alliteration, I think, is one of the things that a lot of English teachers could learn from rap. You know?
Definitely. Yeah, straight up, man. That's true, that's true.
But right, like, not to like shun anyone, but like, I just don't like being tossed in that stereotypical, oh, you're a rapper, blah, 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 freestyle for me right now, blah, 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 do. It's like,
but yeah, man, everyone has that stereotype as of a rapper, right? And
like, what
baggy
clothes.
Hip hop is coming to right now, especially rap or rapping. It's collaborating with a lot of other genres, and it's coming to a bigger spectrum.
You know? Yeah, that brings me to the idea of you know, creating a bigger love here for the music.
Yeah.
And I want to play a little bit of music here. I'm gonna play the song "Love" by Mos Def.
They say the goodness in life belongs to those who believe. So I believe. Yes. I start to think, and then I sink into the paper. Like I was ink when I'm writing, I'm trapped in between the lines. I skate when I finish the rhyme. And yo, I start to think, and then I sink into the paper. Like I was ink when I'm writing, I'm trapped in between the lines. I skate when I finish. My pop said he was in love when he made me. Thought about it for a second, wasn't hard to see. I could hear he was sincere, was a game of promotion. The entire affair's probably charged with emotion. When love call your heart, I guess you got the pursuit. 12-11-7-3, my life is testament. Praise the beneficent element that rests,
right?
Devoid in the form to make love manifest. I spent my early years in Roosevelt projects. It was a bright valley with some dark prospects. In 83, Vandy C was the host with the most. I listened to the rap attack and held the radio close. I listened to the rap attack and held the radio close. This was far before the days of high glamour and post. Ayo, power from the streetlight made the place dark. I know a few understand what I'm talking about. It was love for the thing that made me want to stay out. It was love for the thing that made me stay in the house. Spending time writing rhymes, trying to find words to describe the vibe that's inside the space where you close your eyes and screw your face. Is this the pain of too much tenderness to make me know?
all my head in reverence. Should I visit this place in remembrance or build landmarks here as evidence? Nighttime spirit shook my temperament to write rhymes that betray this sentiment. We live the now for the promise of the infinite. We live the now for the promise of the infinite. And we believe in the promise. Love, 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 yes, yes, y'all. And we don't stop because I start to think and then I sink into the paper like I was ink. When I'm writing, I'm trapped in between the line. I skate when I finish the rhyme. I got love, L-O-V-E, and I be love, L-O-V-E to MC. Get love, L-O-V-E, and I be love, L-O-V-E, I MC. Get love, L-O-V-E, and I be love, L-O-V-E to MC. Get love, L-O-V-E, and I be the M-O-S-D-E, infinitely. Check it out, y'all. My folks said they was in love when they made me. I take the love they made me with to make rhymes and beats.
Can you feel?
The raw deal is all wheel driven. Right. Contemplate the essence of beats, rhymes, and living. Speech aligned with the rhythm. Right. Design with the rhythm. Is an eyes keeping good time with the rhythm. I shine with the rhythm. The Black Star Galacticus, your big number fleeting. We ancient like the Abacus. After us, I see must proceed to be trees, sprouting leaves, giving breeze to the we who believe.
I MC.
Which means I must cultivate the herb. Straight backs, hard beats and hard work. I beat the funky drummer to soften a hard earth.
Amen.
Pray Allah keep my soul and heart clean.
Amen.
Pray the same thing again for all my team.
For restoration, full green.
And on out the queen.
Uptown.
To boogie down.
Yo, just look around. Shook up the world.
Like Ollie in 6'3".
Right.
I'm reaching a height that you said could not be.
Woo.
I'm bringing a light what you said we can't see. Saw the new day coming.
It looked just like me.
Sun burst through the clouds.
My photo ID.
I bring light to your day.
And raise your degree.
The universal magnetic.
You must respect it.
From end to beginning. Bright shoot and living. Ever changing but sustaining. Magnificent. Building it now for the promise of the infinite. Building it now for the promise of the infinite. Because I start to think and then I sink into the paper like I was ink. When I'm writing, I'm trapped in between the line. I skate when I finish the rhyme. I got love, L-O-V-E and I be love, L-O-V-E to MC. Get love, L-O-V-E and I be love, L-O-V-E to MC. Get love, L-O-V-E and I be love, L-O-V-E to MC. Get love, L-O-V-E and I be the M-O-S-D-E infinite.
Back here with Kenny Grement. We got a sweet ass instrumental going here in the background about Mos Def. It's called The Respiration. Yo, Kenny, you have an announcement going on here.
Announcement?
Yeah, do you have a big announcement for some of your fans, for some of the people listening there?
It's not so much of a announcement. I'm just, I guess, some news. I'm going to Texas. I'm going to Texas in March to record an artist. So I think that's a big jump for my career, going to a different country.
Going down to the southern part of the continent.
Southern hospitality.
Yeah, I was actually there last May, so... But I haven't been to Austin. I've been to Houston, but I'm going to Austin.
Sweet. May I ask who you're linking up there with?
This artist called Kevin Abstract. He's from a group, a music collective called Alive Since Forever. He's a 16-year-old recording artist that he's so talented. He's probably one of the best artists at 16 right now.
Like, see, if you have such a high caliber at that age, you know for a fact that you're going to be successful.
When he's 21, he's going to be making the best music out. Like, it's he's on
how did this level. Come by?
I'm the mix engineer for the group, so
okay.
So basically, I do all the in-house mixes, masters, and all that stuff for the group, and
you gotta perfect the sound.
Yeah, he's actually working on his album called Brockhampton. It's a it has some big names on it, so I'm really excited for that album. Just being in the studio with him, because like I met him one time in my lifetime, and now I get to go with him, be in the studio, work.
And it must be like exhilarating.
Yeah.
Because myself, if I was to go to a show or be linked up and have that chance to actually use the skill and the education that I've gone through to help somebody out,
yeah.
to help somebody grow, who maybe is very talented and maybe in the future will get to know other aspects of sound. When you could actually help somebody, you know, get to the top like that, it's an amazing feeling, I think. And
definitely,
so I,
yeah.
I wish you all the best in that section of the stuff.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
That's what's up, Kenny, my boy.
Yeah.
Man,
you already know.
You already know.
You already know. For real, though, guys, I mean, going and touring, linking up with people, I mean, being able to actually use your passion.
It's all part of the business. I mean,
towards something greater, I think is awesome, yeah.
It's networking, yeah. baby.
You have to be able to do that. As an artist, you have to be able to go out there and without anything holding you back. You know, you gotta show people that you're down to have a good time. You're also down to mean business.
Yeah, doing a little bit of business. Now, I think you gotta be humble about it too. And working with the right kind of people. The people who actually you feel will lead you to something.
Yeah.
And occasionally it's hard, right? You get those people who you try to trust there for a little while and they become sharks. Or
you
whatever, they
not.
Turn their backs. And I think what you got to do is, it's so much fun when you actually get a trusting bond with somebody and you're working towards a goal, a greater goal.
Definitely, because we don't have a label backing us up, so it's all from our pockets, right? So we want to get that professional sound, we want to get that.
Man, I'm feeling your vibe, man. Honestly. Since day one, since the last time you came on my show, I felt what was going on. You know, I admit that, you know, sometimes when you first meet somebody, you're not too sure what's going on, and it's hard to gain that.
Yeah.
But it's just so natural, it's so genuine with you, man. And I love it.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Yo, Abstract, what's going on, man?
What's going on, man? How are you?
Awesome, man. I love your shirt, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
So old.
My dude is swagged out right now, man. He's rocking. Pop that collar for us, bro. Come on,
now.
No. No, none of that.
I'm not doing that tonight.
So some that chest here.
This guy's being humble. You want me to pop the collar?
Yeah. Right?
You know what we're going to do is we're going to bust into a little bit of Mos Def because I know you love the hell out of the guy.
Yeah, of course I love Mos Def. Who doesn't love Mos Def?
Yeah, Mos definitely, man.
So how about I... hit up a song called Steed Law.
Throw it on there, man.
Here it goes.
Relax. Pump the brakes. Speed of money. Watch it. We'll smash the whole shit up. Look at you. Slow down. Ice be changing fast in these streets, money. Slow down. Watch it. Sleeping on the wrong cats. Clear like a megaphone. Pretty nigga heart, skip the metronome. Rock the Trump Tower to the Terror Dome. Poor house, the pleasure dome. Soprano, alto, tenor, the baritone. One of the illest that you ever know. Rock steady, baby, you a stepping stone. Smash your foundation in the pebbles. My words leave your nerves unsettled. You take it to the next level down. Looking like a circus clown. Cats like you can't even get a pound. Worldwide from the river to lakeside. My stage show stay live. Make the sound man stay shop. I cut fat cats to eight lives with my eight ball lines. I'm on for I'm done with all nine. Got you. You shook like a fault line. Come on, shine and get tarnished. Brooklyn got your payroll garnished. They form a huddle. Whisper like they want trouble. I melt the ice grills into rainwater puddles. Make the proud hearted leave on a humble black steel in the hour. I'm sober, my skill form of power. My bones crush bones into powder. You mumble like a coward. I'm Mos Def. You need to speak louder.
Superhero.
Get your power, your mask and cape snatch. Brooklyn, take what you can't take back. I know a lot of cats hate that. All I can say back. There's a city full of walls you can post complaints at. All the doubters and believers, adjust your receivers.
Feel it.
You could taste it through the speakers. The 360 original sketch lyrics, so visual. They rip my rhyme books at your nearest home video.
Tell them cats they need to sit back and observe where they at. Brooklyn, Vietnam, the heat is on. Put your joint on cruise. Try to rush and scuff your brake shoes. Just cool and relax. Take a breath, take 10 paces back. Stay on time like Omegas. Brooklyn patrol like interstates. Take their license and their registration.
My joint so passionate, make you peel out and mash shit.
get wild, cold crashing whip. Front chassis wrecked, but Aki can't be too upset. Tow truck, got my tape in the deck. A permanent like tattoos and birthmarks. Third degree burn marks. Driving on tracks like Dale Earnhardt. Staying the low like the earth spot. Put a big loss on your urn chart. Nice since the nurse signed my birth chart. Seldom seen but open heard. Well, your jams is barely heard. Just my name is a daily word. From avenues to streets, terraces and park places. Stairwells, jail cells, penthouse, the basements. Arrangement basic, but still fans chase it. Y2K can't delete the true ancient. In Apache war drum on the ranges, skill level dangerous. Arrowhead that killed all my cavemen. They crouch on blazing, but step on the pavement. They get violated like a plaintiff. I ain't shit to play with. I give a goddamn what your name is. Delete it and make it so it never get repeated. Believe it. Tell the feds, tell your girl, tell your mother. Corners call you whack too and tell each other that they just ain't holding me. I'm most step you hopefully. Mush on for you get bust on like an overall.
Tell them cats they need to ease back and observe where they at. Brooklyn, Vietnam, the heat is on. Put your joint on cruise in a rush and scuff your brake shoes. Just cool and relax. Take a breath, take 10 paces back. Brooklyn, Vietnam, the heat is on. No off-ramp or detour. Make these gassed up jokers observe the speed off. These gassed up clowns observe the speed off. These gassed up clowns observe the speed off. These speed in, speed in, speed in, speed in. Relax. Slow down. Better chill, slow way. Down. Might be changing fast. Slow down.
Watch it.
Or smash your
slow down.
Put a cool out. One.
Slow down.
It ain't like that out here.
Slow down.
Slow down.
Look at these guys, bro.
Slow down.
Funny, man. Funny.
Slow down.
Probably just got that car.
Slow down.
About to fuck your old shit up.
Slow down.
Watch it.
Slow down.
Back up, 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 ease up. This goes out to all area crew.
Yes, yes, yes.
To my Big K crew, to my QB crew, my Ally crew, my Shaolin crew, my Dirty South crew, Atlanta, North Cackalack, for my fam, all area crew. Yes. The first cut should be the deepest, to penetrate beyond the muscle walls and the reaches. First you was icing in the neck with the staring at the speakers. Heard the rhyme head high with the staring at your sneakers. You shy now, got a lot of things on your mind now. You don't feel fly now, you hunting the exit sign down. Fuck what you heard, cause I snatched the grapevine down. Don't understand how I ran the line down, rewind now.
We be the most magnetic, so athletic. Leave your peeps on the side so they can watch you and your mans get it. I take the arch rivalry stance up on the podium and get the flavor to niggas, but keep it low on sodium. Possession that got you wondering how we holding them. Things that'll make you rock like a piece of linoleum. Bring whoever you want. We bout to bug, son, and bounce down to Henry Hudson. After my boss one.
Alright, okay.
How you feel?
Feeling great.
What you want?
Going through it to death. What's up with you?
Get on my steed.
Chewing D.
Say it loud.
Black and proud.
Ain't no time
to hesitate to get. Do it now. Boss a boss.
What I want?
How you feel?
Feeling great.
What you want?
I wanna do it to death. What up with you?
You know my steed.
Chewing D.
Say it loud.
Black and proud.
Ain't no time to hesitate to get.
Smeal.
Me and Busta Rhymo make me negro. The two hottest negros and los estados unidos. Hotter than Reno when discovered by Bugsy Siegel. I'm black like Don Cheeto, shine power to the people. Reminds to be like the lifeline on the Ebo. The raw sugar cane, neutral sweet, never equal. If you in a Benzito or your mother's Buick Regal, I get up like Chino, shine power to the people.
Yo, me and the mighty most shine like a light post. Live nigga shit be straight fucking up the white folks. That's why they with it now, because niggas like me and you, we did it now. Saturated the game now, infatuated with the fame now. Let me explain how we doing this. At any time or any place, ready, willing, and able. Let's get the dough, secure the food on the table.
Oh my God,
how you feel?
Feeling great.
What you want?
Wanna do it down for something you.
You know my steed.
Showing D.
Say it loud.
Black and proud.
Ain't no time
to hesitate to get. Do it now.
What's
up, boy?
Rhymes galore.
What's the deal?
Feeling great.
What you want?
Wanna do it to death. What up with you?
You know my steed.
Showing D.
Say it loud.
Black and proud.
Ain't no time to hesitate to get.
Do it now.
Northwest out, I got joints for all of those. Heavy aquatic water flows, keeping them on their toes. Tell the thugs who want to be CEOs to beat the road. Throw away your little dumbass out like Easter clothes.
Yeah, like a freak show, soon as my heat blow. Sometimes I speak slow so people understand my street flow. And while we keep it hot, we got the most shine up in this whole shit. Me the most spit and blow the show quick.
Watch out, your pussy sound get bucks out. Most and bust a rhyme, stupid, man, I shuck out. Watch out, give a damn offense and call your hop out.
shot. We fatter than the biggest ass chicks poking their ass out.
Magnetism.
How you feel?
Feeling great.
What you want?
We're going to do it to death. What's up with you?
Get on my speed.
Chewing D's.
Say it loud.
Black and proud. Ain't no time to hesitate at the gate. Do it now. Bust a bust.
Woo-ha.
How you feel?
Feeling great.
But what you want?
I want to do it to death. What up with you?
You know my speed.
Chewing D's.
Say it loud.
Black and proud.
Ain't no time to hesitate at the gate. Do it now.
Yo, we're back with Kenny Grimmett here, and
ring, ring.
Yeah, got a sweet ass call coming on in here, but I want to first introduce you to one of his songs. What's the name of it, Kenny?
This song's called "Finding It" by Kenny Grimmett and Cilantro Blue. Shouts out to the Young Blood.
Here it is for you, folks. That was "Finding It" by Kenny Grimmett. Thank you so much for playing that.
Kenny. Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, what we're doing here, we have another couple great artists actually up in the house. Asterix and
Abstract.
Sorry, Abstract.
Yeah.
I apologize. Abstract and Grenade, who we have on the line right now.
This is Masters of Ceremony right here. This is our debut EP, something we worked really hard on.
Let's see if we could get Grenade going here.
If you ain't got it, go get it.
Hello. Hey, Grenade.
Yeah, okay,
let's
push the wrong button.
Yo, Grenade. Yo. Can you hear us?
Yeah, what up, man?
Hey, not much. It's really good to hear your voice, man.
How's Vancouver?
Vancouver's always good.
Yes.
We got your boy Abstract here.
Yeah, and, Abstract. What up, homies?
What up, Grenade? We did it.
Yo, what up, Grenade? This MJ right here, man.
What's going on, MJ Knowles, homie?
You gonna bless?
Yeah,
you gonna bless the last name on there?
Right here,
yeah, brother.
Yo. So you guys are from Alberta, is that right?
Originally from Alberta. I still reside here in Alberta. Obviously, Abstract's out in Van right now.
Sweet.
But yeah, man, from Calgary, dude.
How was it like growing up there in Calgary, and how did you get involved with hip-hop?
To be honest, man, the winters are cold, dude. There's not much to do, so music played a big role on my life, to be honest, man.
Flow cold, don't frostbite.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds... I don't know what it's like. I grew up here in Vancouver. I've been to Poland. That's where I'm from. And I know occasionally over there it dips down to about minus 20, but...
Yeah, same here, dude. Like you get snow 4, 5, 6 months out of the year there in Poland, or what?
That's right, about 4 to 5 months.
Yeah, same here, right? So even more, actually, in Calgary, man, not going to lie.
It was like 7, 8 months in Calgary.
Yeah, it's cold, man, it's cold.
It must be tough coming up with lyrics while you're waiting for the car to heat up, you know?
Yeah, it's you know what, man, it's all right. It kind of takes your mind off the cold, so.
Yeah, that's right. You project that energy into something sweeter.
Exactly, man. With those cold winters, man, you hibernate a lot more. You hardly go out, and you're posted in your basement, and that's where you get those basement rats from. That's where it all started.
How did you and Grenade end up hooking up and meeting up?
He's a year older than me, so we went to the same high school. Me and him used to always battle, and he used to always cheese me, and he still cheeses me to this day.
Shut up, dude. Try and tell me how cheesy you are like that.
Some wine with that cheese.
Is there a sweet, like 10-second, 15-second free flow?
So I know what's up.
Oh, I love Grenade, man.
Is there something you want to say towards... your homie here?
Oh man, it's been a journey. You know what I mean? To be honest, it's not even to just Abstract. It's to our fans, to our family, to our investors, to everybody. It's like this has been a journey. It's been a life experience that without everybody, it not able to be done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everything that has happened up to this point, from the smallest things to stubbing my toe yesterday, you know what I mean? It's all it's all coming into play, and it's a beautiful thing, man. Reality is a beautiful thing right now.
So who has been your guys' most motivation, like the artist or somebody close to you that's inspired you to get to a certain point here in your life?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's that rock, right, that we rely upon. Somebody that is kind of there to give us a little kick.
I mean, for me personally, there's a lot that tune into it, involving family members or even just, you know, personal, going through your own things, like trials and tribulations of life. And one of the most beautiful things that I was ever taught growing up was live and learn. So your biggest influence should be yourself, because you go through that, you go through those problems, you go through those mistakes, and you learn, and you make something better out of it the next time.
Yeah, so. Totally. It's not. I couldn't say that there's one artist that's, you know, that top for me, or that person that's like, oh, when I feel like this, I listen to them, because there's multiple moods for multiple artists. But to be honest, like, the people that help me grow the most is like it's my team, man. It's Abstract. It's all the people that support me. It's you know, it's Jefferson. Yeah. It's New Media. It's my family. Like,
it's a movement.
Pluto for sure, man. Like, Pluto's our homie. Pluto. He's gonna produce our whole full album here, so it's going to be banging. It's going to be something different for sure, man.
I could tell it in the tone of your voice that you're stoked about the future here.
Man.
Oh, it's we got a single hopefully going to release here in mid-March, and it's a heater, dude. It's going to blow your socks off for sure, man. I know there's going to be a lot of crowd that's going to be messing with it for sure. It's good, man. Everything black, dude. It's good.
Yo, Grenade, what do you want to sample for them? What should we give them a little?
Yeah. I'd like to. I got your guys' CD here, of course.
Sing that single, man. Catchy.
And I'd like to introduce our fellow listeners to Don't Waste Your Time, if you guys are down for throwing
that
down.
Yeah, let's do this, man. That track was, it's super upbeat. It was so fun to record, and I was so glad that Abstract was able to come down to Calgary from Vancouver and make it to the studio to record that song, because, man, it's fun.
Not only
it's
that, man, I have to give this up to Nick Lee, Nick H. Lee. If you guys are on YouTube, which I know everyone else is, man, this dude has hustled his way up. He's got an amazing voice, and he's an amazing person. I give it up to Nick Lee.
Yeah, definitely, man. Shout out to Downtown Music for the B2. They killed it.
Yep.
So let me leave you guys off with a little bit. Don't Waste Your Time.
Masters of Ceremony on iTunes. Get it now.
Yeah. Man, last night. If I could only remember last night. Let's go.
I've been killing it since last year. You ain't even shit. Cause I'm a shit out here. Ain't no team so damn. So fit, and we're from the underground, but we're living like we need it. And you know the city's mine, so don't waste your time.
I'm feeling faded. I pass that point of no return. Big fat joint and I join the burn. Sit back, relax and enjoy this person. Next I grab a drink, get a girl up off that runway. Show her how we handle things in Memphis on a Monday. Awards and Golden Globes. Girl, I'm on top of it. We're comic kids, kamikaze rhyming, killing confidence. I'm getting on over confidence. More dominant, more money. We need more drinks, less compliments. I know I'm so astonishing, but money is the motor. Breaking banks, these bills need tolerance. Crack a bottle, I'ma drink it all like this is common sense. Mixing pinky Sprite and I'm not worried about the consequences. Show me where the tonic is. Gin and all the topless chicks. We ain't talking money, cause I'd mention only commas, bitch. I'm only saying this thing's mine, so you rappers in the game, don't waste your time.
I've been killing it since last year.
Track check the record, I'm body checking hits. It makes chicks get censored, and this is how I measure up this. Competition's out of luck since, for the riches got you low tense. I only felt this way before when I was four, and my auntie bought it all. Then I watched her throw her life away on the run from the law. Damaging what I saw, repercussions are coming. Now she's begging for change, makes me wanna be something. They say you live by the sword and you die by the stab, and the ones that got your back won't always got your back. So keep sick, spit riddick, let's see the vividness. Sick with the words I pick, fear the wickedness. This is just what I was meant for. Mine over matter, you need a mentor. I'm saying that this thing is mine. So you rappers in the game, don't waste your time.
That was Don't Waste Your Time by Masters of Ceremonies.
Sick track, brother. Man, that track is bumping. I got feeling on that one.
Okay.
Yeah, brother.
Props, man.
What inspired you to come up with the name Master of Ceremony?
What they think of that track?
The track kicked ass, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But Masters of Ceremony, man, he wants to know how we came up with that name, man. And I was just about to tell him, man, we're MCs. We're here to entertain.
Wait. Let's tell it from the beginning, okay?
You just decided to become the MC.
We make our tracks, okay? We got our whole EP. We got originally 7 songs. We had to cut 2 out because they were sampled songs. We didn't have the right blah, 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 blah. We're sitting there. I'm at work, and I call Chris, and I'm like, yo, man, like, the only thing we need to do right now is think of a name. Like, it's either going to be a self-titled debut, it's going to be Grenade and Abstract, or it's going to be something else.
Well, yeah, mind you, we used to go by Raw Illest. We were a crew in Calgary by Raw Illest. We opened up for Sean Kingston, De La Soul, and Zionai out there.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Sean Kingston, he's obviously very popular around the whole globe.
I don't want to talk about Sean Kingston.
I don't either. I don't either. I just... It must be awesome being a part of an event that has so many high-caliber artists.
Oh, definitely, it was. But I just wish that things were a little bit more professional on his end.
But dude, like honestly, we got those shows like 4 months after we started rapping as a group.
Yeah,
people heard us, and they're like, man, we got a chance. You need to do this. And then every 2 weeks, it was like, you need to open. You got to do this. And it was overwhelming. We honestly didn't have time to make new songs, and we just kept on doing what we had. And
yeah, that was raw.
Sometimes when they put you in the spot like that, you just got to deliver what you have, and you got to do your best to go with the flow. Sometimes things happen, right?
I was what, grade 11? A
whole bunch of obstacles up in your life will come into play, and you just got to figure it out.
Yeah.
And as teens, I mean, it was a little bit harder, but it's we still utilize the contacts. We still, we
brainstorm.
Still fuck with all those dudes. Like it's all live still, man. We're all love still. We know them. And
yeah,
Zionai, we really touch with Zionai hard. Like Zionai, we talk on a pretty local basis. You know what I mean? They know we open for them, blah, blah. They know who we are. They were impressed. It was pretty cool to know that they still remember us 2, 3 years, 4 years down the road,
Yeah, definitely.
I want to know, man. Obviously, you have a track here called Brainstorm, and I want to know if you guys get together and actually, come up with little bubbles of thoughts, put them together.
Dude, we call each other every single day, man. If we're not calling each other, we're emailing each other every single day.
Our lives
are a constant brainstorm, because you have to get to where you're going, and to get to where you're going, you gotta work at it, and you gotta keep on, bumping heads, and you keep on, playing devil's advocate and pitching ideas and tearing them down and building them up, and it's all about, just progressing and moving forward. So
yeah,
has this been a challenging year for you overall?
It's been a beautiful year.
For music, no. I mean, me and Chris kill it. Like, it's when we come together, it's that dynamic duo, man. I don't know, something just clicks and it just happens. Like the other day, we just made a song, probably 35 seconds on the phone, and it's, who knows if we're going to use
Grenade, can I ask you, what was your most positive point that you can remember of last year and the most negative point? And would you choose obviously, sometimes the negative points actually work to our advantage in some sort of way. But I want to know what was the best and the worst thing that happened to you last year?
As a team, I think the best thing was we got hooked up with this company called New Media Relations, and they got a killer studio. They just love to do the work.
Grateful for that, man. Really grateful.
Yeah, like they do more than 110% into the work, and they got so many ideas that it's just. It helps us and pushes us and gives us that extra little, 10% in the song that makes it sound that much better.
You got to have that extra little bit of a kick, and if you got a studio, I can totally understand. Now, on the vice versa side, was there a day or a week or something like that where it just seemed like it was a nightmare for you at all, like a bad point in your life or anything that you've experienced that was negative? People like to trash talk music, right? And
yeah,
people I mean,
dude, everybody's got their own opinion, so it's like, when people hate me and Chris, I'm just like, shit, maybe we got to do something different to make that person like us.
Got to do something for the haters.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it's not the hardest thing when people tell you they don't like their music, because I don't like certain types of music, right?
Yeah.
You can't contradict what you say. So
yeah, Abstract was saying that Mos Def is one of his favorite artists that he likes to listen to. Do you have a particular one that you enjoy yourself that is stands out more than the others?
To be honest, like Ryan Leslie is a huge inspiration for me. He's just different, dude. Like, he's different. He talks, like, so much about life and everything in his music that it's so appealing.
So you like the motivation?
More than one genre, you know, more than one crowd.
Yeah.
So the motivation from him kind of uplifts you in a way.
The point of view, man, it's just like that person right there is composing from the deep within. Like for me, I do a lot of freestyles and I'm able to relate to that because the dude will just sit there and go dun 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 and you go home and you go make that exact thing. You remember that.
Yeah.
And it's as an artist, man, like that's where it all comes from. Is that instant when you feel it, when it runs through your veins and you're just like boom.
Yeah. That art that flows freely, man. There's no on or off switch. It just comes, and there's some that overwhelms. I mean, I'm speaking on the behalf of both of us, that it just overwhelms us. And whether we're on the bus or we're sitting at home or we're at work and there's time to write or something pops into our head to write it, I guarantee you rewrite it.
You got to throw down the idea as soon as it comes in. I kind of understand you. Whenever I feel like writing something down or something that pops into my mind, you know, sometimes it's in the middle of the night, right? You grab that piece of paper, you write it down because you feel like, you know, you don't want to lose it.
Yeah, exactly, man.
Sweet. So what are we looking for this year? What the future, what does it hold for you guys here?
No expectations.
No just expectations?
A lot of fun. Just a lot
no,
of fun.
Yeah, we're just doing it, man. We're just living life, having fun, making music, we're just doing it just for the simple fact of making music, man. We love to make music. We love each other. We love our family. We want to share the experience, you know, and everything we know. And it just so happens, I mean, we're good at poetry and rhythm, right? So it's a way of expression.
So check this out. No expectations, but the public will be expecting a song coming up, Brainstorm, of course. So that is expected.
huge press, man. If you know, we're gonna hit you guys up. CITR, like you guys are killing it right now with The Time Is Now and a couple other songs we got going on.
So
Brainstorm,
I'm gonna...
the day we get it out, you guys got it for sure, man. You guys will be blasting it.
We're talking about two different tracks, man. Like hold on.
Everything getting all mixed up and confused right now.
You guys said Brainstorm.
Yeah.
So the second it comes out, man, you guys got it. It's out right now. But when we got it on the radio, it's you guys, man.
Straight up.
Vancouver first, man. You guys are putting it on.
I'm putting it on right now. What is the message that you want to deliver to the public?
To be honest, man, it's just...
I'm gonna throw it down.
It,
I'm going to throw it down right now. I'm putting it on the track.
Clearly, a showcase of what we're able to do with our talent as far as punchlines and wordsmith goes, you know what I mean?
This is an eye-opener for, you know, your everyday fan that wonders what artists are going through.
Here's the song for you guys.
Parley defying human skill in melodic assignments.
Didn't want my girl.
want the cars I don't drive, want the crib that ain't mine, want my blood on the lines, and they want my shine. But I don't think so, no I don't think so, said I don't think so, said I don't think so, no I don't think so, no I don't think so, this life is mine.
Wake up, I didn't wake up just to think that star had been turned out, the lights, the flow is closed caption, party tonight for those who lost ambition, never call it quits, cause we are the dopest motherfuckers up on the planet, can't understand it, yeah, because you and your crew have disbanded. Look at the shit we accomplished. It's so obvious that the bad times, even out the marvelous moments, go and get it, you can ball with us. Yeah, first said that we never make it. Now they saying that we're overrated. Can't stop this adrenaline buzzkill. Who's hot but the formulate plan? Keep standing there like you owe us nothing. Sights saying you weren't going off hunting. Strength and all, we above the law. We love a job and you're still mean mugging. So, what's that say about you? Get your head straight. We the top of the league, top down, hot now. Got me thinking at ease, that incredible dream scene. So easy. So we gained every strength from the pain. But never mind you, you're just a lame. Stay the same, sold your life for the fame. But does it blind you? You think you got it all, for it falls beneath your palms. I ain't write my blood on no line. I'll be set before I'm stoned.
Say they want my gold, say they want my money, say they want my soul, say they want my everything. Say they want the cars I don't drive, want the crib that ain't mine, want my blood on the line. Say they want my shine. But I don't think so, no I don't think so, said I don't think so, said I don't think so, no I don't think so, no I don't think so, this life is mine.
Ignorant shit, about to go blue nose when I pit. Never know bull until I get bucked, till I chuck that deuce up in this bitch. Till I got pockets puking, I'm rich. Till I give all rappers that stitch. Till I roll the ear over your bitch. What the fuck is the problem? I've got to resolve them. I spit like revolvers, got six in the chamber. I reload for everything, never got five on nothing. Never go soft under no circumstances. You trippin', I stand for something. Gang life until my dang life is in books. Mozart wrote gang life till my whole system where kids learning, that's history. That city's burning, that's takeover. That's real life and that underdog got real stripes. Your shit fading like MJ and hell no, that's not in the good way. Fair play, I never heard of that. Brought a gun for your knife where my soldiers at. I just snap on cast where my folders at. Where's my Jehovah's at? Cause this anthem ain't for no country, ain't for no church, and don't contain lunch me. Triple A, shoulder my city, you trolling me, bitch, I am talking, you with me, you feel me? And I go till they kill me, like they kill Pocket Biggie. Said I go till they kill me,
gang. Said they want my gold, said they want my money, said they want my soul, said they want my everything. Said they want the cars I don't drive, want the crib that ain't mine, want my blood on the line. Said they want my shine, but I don't think so. No, I don't think so. Said I don't think so. Said I don't think so. No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so. This life is mine.
Man, shout out to Pluto right there, man. Pluto.
There you go, Mr. Pluto.
Masters of ceremony.
Yes, sir.
So we're back on air, and I hope you guys check him out. You can YouTube The Time Is Now if you want to listen to that track.
Yeah, man, iTunes. If you guys got your iPhones, I know half of you guys listening got iPhones. Go over to the iTunes app, pop in the search thing, type in Masters of Ceremony. M-A-S, no, I'm not going to spell it out. Masters of Ceremony. Check out, there's free previews of each song of our EP on there. You can download and buy them through there. Support local music and up-and-coming independent music. It would be much appreciated, man. Just we got a lot of love for you guys.
Straight up, just good music.
Yo, man, I got a lot of love for the track that I just heard.
Mutual Love.
Right, mutual Love.
Nice back.
And I got to say, man, there's... Like Kenny, with you, there is definitely an original, genuine bond. I can feel a tingle and feel it going on.
You get
that
tingly feeling back again,
man. My toes are tingling.
Oh, damn.
You already know.
You already know, man.
Well, we got a caller coming on in. Let's see what's going on here. CITR.
Hey, I'm single and looking to tingle.
Single and looking to tingle.
Oh, what's up?
And I don't even want to screw. How do you do?
What's up, girl? How you feeling right now?
I'm naked.
You're naked?
Ooh. Well, this is Naked Poet.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with that, baby. What's your name?
Oh, Rosie Petal, and I'm always disheveled. And faux shizzle, mom, nizzle. Oh.
Yo. That's Rosie, we're gonna bust into sweet.
And that, yum. Hey, I'm
just Hey, Rosie. What we're gonna do is we're gonna talk to MJ. We're gonna do an interview, and we're gonna play one of his songs for you.
Yeah. No. I'm on my
own. No. Rosie. Listen.
Jaguar, just to listen to CITR, but
straight up,
Northwar won't let me.
We're finna play some panty wetting music for you, girl.
Rosie.
Well, how about this?
We're gonna get to
get your freakin' once a week streaking down my street. And okay. You keep the women in heat.
Yeah. Word
okay,
to that.
Okay.
Rosie, keep my cheeks.
Thanks for calling in, Rosie. Thank you.
So,
we got some naked ladies listening right now. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Miss Rosie, she's a huge fan of CITR.
That's excellent.
Is that like fifth naked call poet today?
The Naked Poet. There we go. We got a little freestyle on there.
Call me maybe.
Yeah, I think she already did call, brother. Straight up.
So what I would like to know, man, what got you into, first of all, let's introduce your full name.
My full name is MJ, spelt out EM-JAYE. You can type that in on Google, YouTube, wherever you want to look for it, Facebook, you'll find me, baby. MJ, smooth and sexy like that. Oh.
How did you guys meet?
I met Abstract through my boy Giselle. Same with Kenny, Giselle actually. Hector. Same, yeah, Giselle Hector. Yo, man, shout out to Cello, my boy Giselle, the Hitman Hector.
Oh man,
yeah, bars.
I wanna know right? though. What is your original nationality? You're obviously Canadian.
I am mixed. I like to call it mulatto. Some mulatto people find that offensive. I don't know why. It's a beautiful thing, man. It's a beautiful thing. My dad is black. He's from the Bahamas.
Like ice cream.
He's a straight up good brother. Shout out to my pops, actually. He owns a restaurant, the Lion's Den, on Kingsway and Fraser. Y'all check that out too. Straight up, good food.
I know about the Lion's Den. I've been there.
You know about the Lion's Den? That's my pops, man. That's my pops right there.
Sweet.
You heard the story on the lion and everything?
What is your pops' name?
His name is Ken.
Ken. I'll give Ken a shout when I'm there.
Ken at the Den. That's it. Shout him out right now. He's listening right now.
Yo, Ken, what's going on, man?
There we go. And my mom,
your son to be doing a fine job here at the radio station.
Killing it. And my mom, my beautiful mother, she is from Nova Scotia. So she's Canadian, so I've got that
You gotta look back to the roots there. You gotta look to the eastern side of the
country. I plan to go East Coast. You know, once we get our name popping and everything, once we start making some serious moves, we're going East Coast, man. We're gonna check it out over there.
You already know.
Here's the one thing, though. A lot of people, when they hit a certain spot in their career, whether it's music, whether it's acting, some people tend to forget their roots. They tend to flow a little bit off target and try to become somebody who they are not.
Yeah,
I think it's so important to recognize.
Stay true to yourself, man. Like, honestly, just remember all the people that were there before you got the name, the image, whatever it is that you attained. Just stay true to the people, the family, the fans, the friends, the people that support you from the beginning.
Most importantly,
stay true to yourself. I couldn't have said it better myself. That's why I just copied your line right
And
there,
I think never give up, no matter what circumstance it may be. Believe in yourself.
I believe in me. I got some people that believe in me too, man. We're making some moves.
So, I want to know. how do you separate yourself then from other artists?
How do I separate myself from other artists?
Yeah, how do you see yourself differently?
When I rap, you can hear me spitting clearly. You can understand the words that I'm saying. Whereas sometimes when people is rapping, like, I talk with the slang and all that, but I can talk all proper and everything, too. I like to do that, too. But that's not me, though. When I'm rapping, you can hear every word that I'm saying. Like, you can write my lyrics just from listening to my song. You know, sometimes you listen to songs and you're like,
you got different accents
what did he say
you can
right
use.
There? What did he even, like, very you miss it, right?
you got dialects, accents, and enunciations.
Yeah, and I like to do voices, man. I like using all kinds of voices. My pops raised me up as a kid saying, use your voice, son. Do high-pitched voice like this or do a real low-pitched voice like that.
I feel
it. I got that from my pops, man, like straight up. And you can hear it in my music, man. I put it in my music,
can I meet
too.
Your dad, man?
Yeah, man. Come on through, brother. Come on through.
You gotta feel the love.
Feel the love, man. Straight
feeling
up.
Feeling the love.
Yeah.
I almost feel like you feel like busting out like maybe a quick freestyle. I almost feel your vibe.
Oh,
like you want to.
What
I want to do right now is I want to bust out one of your songs.
All right. Check this out. This is from yours truly. My name MJ. This is a song called What Have I Done?
Here it is, folks.
You already know. What have I done?
Actually, before I play it here, hold up a second. Hold on.
Okay. All right. Well,
here it is.
Enjoy.
What have I done now? Shit. Here we go. Life altering decisions everybody makes them on a daily basis. This is why I rap like I'm the greatest. You never know how things will go. Life is full of changes and it doesn't happen all at once. It comes to you in stages. The choices made is what determines whether you will make it. So you should choose to listen to the words that I'm saying. I flip the fucking script. Yo, I flip a couple pages. Got you feeling like you high on a winning streak in Vegas. Things on my mind. I ain't afraid to say it, but the things on my mind are what take me to evil places. I'm running out of time, but time is overrated, so it's time for me to shine, cause life's not waiting. I spit to the masses, spit to the different races. I spit like I got a gift, I give it to you and you take it. Take a chance on me, nigga, I'ma be the greatest. I'ma show you just how fucking dope that nigga MJ is. Come with me, I'm about to show you what I've done. Got nowhere to run, I know I'm the one, yeah. That's how I flow with the tongue. You want more than just one, so let me show you what I've done. Come with me, I'm about to show you what I've done. Got nowhere to run, I know I'm the one, yeah. That's how I flow with the tongue. You want more than just one, so let me show you what I've done. I know what I just done. I done lost my motherfucking mind. Shit. Here we go again. Life altering decisions, everybody does it. Whether it's a new career or who you choose to fall in love with. I apologize if I sound a little thuggish, so I slow down my words and elevate my puppets. I just got fired, but my attitude is fuck it. If they don't want me there, then I don't wanna touch it. I'll switch my career with the flow that I'm busting and make something of myself instead of doing nothing. Everything in life happens for a fucking reason. I wasn't meant to bartend until I stopped breathing. I was meant to fucking rap, now it's the season. And what have I done? Gave you something to believe in. Gave you something else to play as you puff your weed in. Take a beat and make a couple songs, then I'm leaving. So listen to the words that your boy preaching. Listen to that nigga MJ, he's a fucking demon. Come with me, I'm about to show you what I've done. Got nowhere to run, I know I'm the one, yeah. That's how I flow with the tongue. You want more than just one, so let me show you what I've done. Come with me, I'm about to show you what I've done. Got nowhere to run, I know I'm the one, yeah. That's how I flow with the tongue. You want more than just one, so let me show you what I've done.
Yeah, Vancouver.
Yeah. Okay, you gotta turn that off, man.
For sure.
Here we go.
Ba-da-da.
So there another. You have it. There you have it. What have I done? By me, MJ.
How did you come up with that song?
I came up with that song. I used to be a bartender in Calgary, man. And I got fired from a few bars. And I finally was like, man, I'm done with this, man. I'm going to switch into music. And you can hear it in the lyrics in that song. I was like, I just got fired, but my attitude is fuck it.
It sounds like part of the influence there was your pops telling you to use the different voices.
Definitely. I'm definitely using different voices on that one, man, for sure.
Yeah.
The theme of that song is, what have I done, man? Like, what have I done with my life? I wasted so many years drinking and partying and being like, not that there's anything wrong
I've been there
with
too,
that,
man.
But I really wasted a lot of my talent just working as a bartender. So I switched and kicked back into music, man. And that's what that song was about right there.
Right.
And it's got that real feeling.
Sweet. To change the topic a little bit, I want to know, man, like, you know, you're a full-time hip-hop artist.
Yeah.
As a hip-hop artist, do you try to focus on your health, you know? What kind of food do you like to eat?
On
like
health?
What is your favorite kind of food?
My favorite food, man?
Yeah.
I hate vegetables, man. I like eating meat. Lots of chicken.
Yeah.
Hamburger, stuff like that. I don't like steak because I don't like chewing a whole lot. And I have to chew steak for a long, long time, man.
Oh,
and
man.
I don't like steak, so... But I do like all, like chicken, obviously, you know, a little fish here and there.
For real, for real. I want to know then... that song is one hell of a song, man. Like,
thank you.
It's some serious business there. And
that.
You seem like a very serious person when I judge you by that song.
Yeah.
What would it be the most embarrassing song you would have on your MP3 player?
The most like by myself or
by yourself, just in general, the kind of music that you would listen to.
Just, it's an embarrassing song. You want me to tell you something?
I had some Ace of Base. That was pretty embarrassing.
I heard your Ace of Base, man. That's pretty embarrassing, man. I don't got nothing like that. I don't even know, man. I don't think I have anything I'm embarrassed about on my iPod, man.
Okay,
straight up.
Whereabouts would you like to perform most? Like
everywhere.
If you had a...
No Britney Spears, man.
I feel you.
Is
there any particular venue, though, that you like or that you've always dreamed of being at or any place in Vancouver that stands out more that you would love to be at?
Everywhere. To be honest, I don't handpick one single place. I want, when I'm dead and gone, I want to be able to have people say, MJ, perform here, 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 here. I want the list to go on. I want people to not even remember all the places I've performed at because that's how many there are.
Do you also play any instruments?
Nothing professional. I like to tinker on the keyboard. I like to play, you know, a little piano. My grandma taught me how to play the piano when I was a kid, so
cool.
I kind of kept that with me my whole life. And, you know, most
so
people...
So do you actually make beats yourself, or do you...
I have. I don't do it as much anymore. I still have the equipment and the program to do it, but I focus mostly on the lyrics. Because that's where my real talent and skill lies at.
Sweet. If you were to dabble with a different kind of genre of music, like country maybe?
No, definitely not country. Shout out to country music, though. You guys do your thing, man, and mad people. I'm from Calgary, man. They call that Cowtown, like the city of country. So I don't have nothing against country. I just don't see myself doing none of that. If I was to switch genres, I would like to... sing. I wish I had a good singing voice. I would love to do some R&B. And since I don't have that, I would like to, you know, spend a couple of years. This is down the road. A couple of years in the Bahamas and Jamaica and all of there. And, you know, really touch on the black roots and culture of my side and do some reggae music.
Well, hip-hop, I was reading a little bit of history about hip-hop just the other day. And it obviously originated from sometime in the 1970s. Do you know Grand Master Flash?
Of course.
Yeah.
Everybody knows Grand Master Flash. You about to play some Grand Master Flash for the people?
I gotta play a little bit of Grand Master Flash.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up.
I was gonna play one of your songs here.
You wanna? No, you play one of my songs after. Let's give the people some Grand Master Flash, man. Straight up.
You want a little bit of Grand Master Flash?
Yeah.
All right.
You want to turn this up for me?
Shouts out to Rosie.
Rosie, on the line waiting. I'm hoping that you could call me one day dating. We going somewhere vacating, surfing. Yeah, my name is surfing. I'm just looking for your venom. Getting in like I'm just a snake. But I'm letting them cutting through the grass like you letting him see. What you can't really do, what a doozy. Got my cheeks red like I'm Rosie again. Don't know what she's saying, but she's calling a friend. Calling like another one, calling like another ends. Oh my god, is this shit ever gonna end? summer ends. Summer comes, summer goes. Everybody wants to know why they running, running nose.
Running nose?
I don't know. I'm just freestyling from the top of the dome. Abstract.
Abstract, yo, pass that microphone over here so I can talk about Rosie some more this year. I make it clear and I ain't saying vision. I'm talking about the life that I be just living. I'm kicking it with my boys in the studio. We on the radio. We got some doobies rolled. Y'all know what we doing, yo. And we just keep going with the like the movie roll. Keep it flowing. Pass it to the left now. Let my man Kenny wreck it like right now. Go.
Right now. Shots of the Rosie, cause I'ma go in, cause you know that we know these. Everybody know we the rapping, know we the clapping. Everybody do this every time that we trapping. Let me get it. I got a Starbucks mug in my hand. Going in, everybody, you know we the band. U4 team, we got the pants.
Euphoric.
Going every time with the band. Yeah, we got Philip interviewing us. You know we going, everybody. Yeah, we doing us. Cause you know that we be freshest. You know that we do it. We the bestest. I'ma pass the mic. Yeah.
It's okay if you wanna call in. Say you gonna get hot bars and you're doing it better than them. We ain't veterans. Note it down. We just up and coming now, and that's masters of ceremony. Get it right, we just abstract. MJ, Kenny, Ike, we just feeling the beat. We feeling the heat, and you don't wanna get with it, and then you don't sleep.
Going with the rhythm, going with the flow. You guys are maestros up on the microphone.
Yeah.
Original, genuine artists. I wanna, yo, kiss you, Rosie. I wanna kiss you up on your cheek to say thank you very much for calling on in. Yeah, girl, you got the flow. You are up on CITR on the Flippin' the Rack show. Yeah, we kicking it full time. No stopping us from hitting a spot or two or three or four. I don't know when we may be next time, but right now we up at UBC. I want to thank everybody so much. Thank you very much for listening in, right?
That's right. And we got some callers on the line. Pick it up and let them shout out one time. Yo, hey yo, check out that phone now. Bring out that flow now. It's about to go down. Yo, so just keep calling in, keep balling in. Everything we do, we free falling in. I mean freestyle, we do it like that. And in the meanwhile, we just kick a couple raps. Keep it black, keep it half. What up? Who's on the phone there? Come on now.
TK.
TK, what's up?
AMJ, I'm smoking the best PK in Paul Gray, and I'm sitting in a bidet ready to launch.
This is Rosie, isn't it?
Rosie!
Oh, damn! What up, Rosie?
You know, you make me want to strip. This is Naked Poet, and I know I'm probably gonna blow it. But,
hey, Rosie, you got some contacts?
We got another caller
on the line. Come on in. Let's see who else want to talk to us.
Yo, what we're going to do is I wanted to play MJ's Let Me Lead You On song.
No, it's just Let Me Lead You, man. It's not Let Me Lead You On.
My bad.
It's all good, man. It's all good.
Let Me Lead You.
This one is for the ladies.
Because you do it for the ladies.
Everybody has that somebody that they got their eye on. The one that's so close, but yet so far. Just out of reach. Yeah. I know what that's like. But you should take that chance, though. Because you never know. You really never know. Listen. Hey girl, you're the one I'm having dreams about. Type of shit to make a brother wanna scream and shout. I like a challenge, I don't wanna take the easy route. But you and me, we could be what people dream about. Cause you fit me, like I fit you. Do you dig me? Cause I dig you. And I like the thought of what we might turn into. I could be your man, you could be my lady friend too. I would be your best friend if you let me. And even if I die, you will never forget me, yo. I ain't never seen a thing so sexy. Getting all dressed up, baby, don't tempt me. Cause I'ma make a move, I don't care who knows. On the real, girl, I'm really feeling you though. And I know you feeling me too. So close both your eyes, and baby, let me lead you. Let me lead you all through the clouds. I'll be right here to help you stand when you fall down. I'm begging you to give me the chance. Let me lead you, baby. Here, take my hand and let me lead you all through the skies. I'll be right here when you're ready to give it a try. I'm begging you to.
Yo, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to Flip of the Rec on CITR 101.9. I want to thank Jofferson and the whole Euphoric team for coming on in.
Yes. Yo, thank you for having us, man. Straight up.
Yo, thanks a lot.
On behalf of Masters of Ceremony, Abstract, Renee, Pluto, I'd like to give a shout out to Nick Lee, New Media, everyone in Calgary that helped us out with that, and everyone out there that's listening. If you're calling in right now, sorry, we got to go. But check us out on iTunes, Masters of Ceremony, and stay tuned. I promise you we're doing some good things this year, and along with my team, man, we're a good conglomerate.
Yeah, Euphoric. My name is Kenny Gourmet. Follow me on Twitter, Kenny Gourmet, Kenny Gourmet. My website's the same thing, kennygourmet.com. YDAR just dropped our album, cop that, on Bandcamp.
Masters of the Ceremony. You guys got to listen. Masters of Ceremony.
Straight
you gotta
up.
Listen to the whole entire album when out. It drops.
That's Peace. What's up. Yo, this is MJ. Thank you for listening in, man. And thanks for having us here, brother. It was
You're
a pleasure.
You're welcome, man.
Check
Come back
me
sometime.
Out. Yeah, I'll be back again. Check me out on Twitter at IAMMJ. It's IAMEMJAYE. Thanks for listening. Shout out to the whole Lion's Den family. Shout out to my family and friends back in Calgary. And shout out to my West Coast chilling team, man. You guys are holding it down.
Thank you so much, and upcoming up is the Vampire's Ball.
Give me the chance, let me lead you, baby. I could be your man. I would be your man, only if you want, though. If I gave you just a little, you would want more. And baby, you're the girl that I want, so I'ma play it cool. I can't wait till I got you. Let the sparks fly and the butterflies fly around in your stomach. I'm the other guy, and I bet you wonder why I can't help but stare. You fly as hell from your toes to your hair. The way you wear it, even when you cut it, I don't care. I wanna be your man right now, it's not fair. And when you walk from over here to over there, I can't help it but to watch the booty wiggle in the mirror. And all I wanna do is see you smile, leaving little notes to let you know you're the reason why I do what I do. If you could only see that, I just wanna be your man, baby. Let me lead you by. Let me lead you all through the clouds. I'll be right here to help you stand when you fall down. I'm begging you to give me the chance. Let me lead you, baby. Here, take my hand and let me lead you all through the skies. I'll be right here when you're ready to give it a try. I'm begging you to give me the chance. Let me lead you, baby. I could be your man. So just picture you and me together. I don't think that anybody else would do it better. And we can make it hotter than a sweater. I wouldn't ever leave you, I swear, like never. And you never have to worry about a thing, though I know that you're scared cause you're used to being single. And that's okay, I'm not trying to change you. I just wanna be the guy that you can go complain to. The same guy to make you smile when I came through. And you the only one I gave my middle name to. And that's a rare thing, I ain't spitting game, boo. I'm just speaking truth, girl, and this is what it came to. We could work, boo, and I know you know. The success depends on how slow you go. So just trust me, I'ma show you the way. Give me your hand, I'll never lead you astray. Let me lead you all through the clouds. I'll be right here to help you stand when you fall down. I'm begging you to give me the chance. Let me lead you, baby. Here, take my hand and let me lead you all through the skies. I'll be right here when you're ready to give it a try. I'm begging you to give me the chance. Let me lead you, baby. I could be your man. Let me lead you, baby. You know I take real good care of you. Care of you. Carry you.
This is Pure Dracula from MacLew, and you are tuned in to CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver.